Small Change for Stuart, written and read by Lisa Evans. Stuart shrugged. You can die of starvation for all I care. And if you're talking about manners, then what do you call following someone around and taking pictures of them and writing horrible things about them in a stupid newspaper? We call it investigative journalism, said one of the triplets. I call it snooping, said Stuart. We at the Beach Road Guardian, began a triplet. You at the Nosy Parker Weekly, interrupted Stuart, imitating her pretty little voice. Now you're being rude, said another triplet. And if we're going to... The door opened and they all stopped talking and sat upright. Stuart's mum poked her head into the room. Everyone having a good time, she asked. They all nodded. Mrs. Horton shut the door again. Now, where were we? Asked a triplet. I was being rude to you, said Stuart. No, you were being rude to her, said the triplet, nodding at one of her sisters. Stuart shrugged again. Can't see it makes any difference. You're all exactly the same. No, we're not, screamed the girls. The door opened again. Still having a good time? Asked Stuart's mother. They all nodded. I forgot to say, she added, there was a phone call for you from the library, Stuart. They wanted to tell you that the missing photo from the book has turned up. Does that make sense? Yes, said Stuart. Thanks. His mother closed the door again. We're nothing like each other, continued one of the triplets immediately. June's hair has got a parting on the left, mine's got a parting on the right, and April has got glasses. Well, you all sound the same, said Stuart. Not when you get to know us. But I've already known you for 3 months, said Stuart. Get it? He added. April, May and June. Oh, very funny, said April, the one with the glasses. And if you're going to make jokes about names, then you better be careful, Mr. S. Horton. Bet you get called Shorty. Bet you get called Specky, snapped Stuart. He could tell from her expression, a wince, that she did. The door opened again. This time it was Stuart's father. I'm here to take an order for potables, he said. We have a wide choice of citrus cordials and also a gaseous syrup-based libation. Cola, please, said Stuart. Same for us, please, said June. I shall be back precipitately with your chosen beverages, announced his father, leaving the room. There was a pause and then May and June looked at each other and sniggered. He's weird, said May. Stuart took a breath and was about to say something really, truly, incredibly rude to her, because although she was right that his dad was weird, it was still his dad, when April unexpectedly spoke up. It's not fair to laugh, she said sharply to her sisters. No one can help their parents. What about when our mum sings? What about our dad's shorts that he wore to the school fete last year that had a hole in the bum? We hated it when people made fun of him. May and June looked a tiny bit shamefaced. So anyway, said April, turning to Stuart, why were you trying to break into that house? Don't you ever give up, asked Stuart. He'd just at that moment been beginning to think that perhaps April wasn't quite as bad as the other two. She shook her head. A good crime correspondent never wastes an opportunity. Okay, he said tiredly. My great uncle Tony used to live there, so I was curious about it. I just wanted to look round. He sat back and folded his arms. That's it, asked April. That's it. Simple curiosity. Simple curiosity. I see. She reached into her pocket and took out a very small glittery notepad and leafed back through the pages. So, at that point, were you already aware that the building in question was the subject of a demolition order? Stuart gaped at her. You what? He managed to say. Your great-uncle's house is going to be knocked down, she said. Didn't you know?